With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to have Mayor Greg Virga on the line from the mayor's office in Gloucester. And, Mr. Mayor, welcome back to MSO.
Happy to be here again, Rick. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Again, we've had some technical difficulties, so thank you for being so patient. I really appreciate it. I want to get started by just asking you a general update on the state of the city, I guess. I missed the state of the city address, and I know that we talked last month about some of your administration's accomplishments in your first year, but there's a lot of construction going on around the city. Maybe you could give us a quick thumbnail on it.
Great. Well, let me just preface by saying, as far as the accomplishments, you know, they're all a result of a team effort. That sounds pretty corny and like political BS, but the fact is, you know, it is a team here in my office, and the city managers, the whole staff that we have throughout the city, and partnership with the city council and the school committee. So that's how we're able to get things done and look ahead, and we've got some exciting things going on for this next year. But there are some infrastructure things going on. People can't miss them if they're driving around town. We had mentioned in our pregame discussion about down on Main Street, that project is National Grid gas line work, which is important. We want to make sure our gas lines are safe, and it's better now than it would be if they were digging in July or August. So it seems like they're on track and will hopefully be done before things start to warm up and there are more people out and about. The other one is the flood barrier that's being put up right now along the canal adjacent to the Gloucester High School. And there's another one that's already been funded for across the street over at the sewer treatment plant. Both low-lying areas, both very vulnerable to climate change and the changing landscape along the coast. So this both those projects were started, at least the planning and the funding, before I became mayor, and maybe happy is not the right word, but very conscious that it's a necessity that we have to continue and complete, because Mother Nature is going to reclaim what's hers. So anything we can do to slow it down is going to be beneficial for all of us. Another project going on in East Gloucester at Mount Pleasant Ave, that is a city project originally for paving. Typically when we look at paving projects, we look at the infrastructure below the roads, and we do that at the same time. So right now we're at the phase of redoing the water and sewer lines, and in the spring we'll be repaving the street. And also there are some private roads nearby that the residents are looking to possibly do the betterment process, which we've talked about a lot in recent weeks, and we'll have that coincide with the city project, and, you know, the cost should be much less and much more efficient as part of our city's overall project.
Well, I know that I frequent downtown very often, daily, and there's a lot of activity. There's some noise, but I think things are running pretty smoothly. There's very little disruption of traffic or anything like that, so it's good to see so much work going on, and you're right. Better now, I suppose, than during the height of tourist season. Mr. Mayor, continuing, the MBTA, I think, I don't want to use the word as forcing, but it's requiring so many cities to come up with some kind of a plan for housing and so on, which I quite don't understand. Can you bring me a summary of what's going on with all of that?
Sure, and just to clarify, because some people are conflating the MBTA, the rail service, with this what's been called the MBTA zoning, but it's really the T doesn't have anything to do with it. In terms of the management or the people who work for the T, this is all from the state government, and it just happens to be those of us who are MBTA commuter towns, season towns, whether we have train service or subway service or even bus service. You know, there's a certain amount of a certain level we have to achieve in terms of compliance with the multifamily zoning. So it's basically the TOD, transit-oriented, drawing a complete blank on the D, development. Mm-hmm. Some people get scared by the word development, but the fact of the matter is, because I got several form letters sent to my office urging me not to submit what is called the action plan, which is the next step in this process. We, the city, received interim compliance early on in my administration when we filled out the form, the questionnaire that was required, and basically we were waiting the awaiting the deadline, which is tomorrow, January 31st, for Season Towns to submit their action plan. So we submitted ours on Tuesday. I shared it with the City Council and the public at the end of the week. It's available on the city's website. The way I've been describing it to people is it's just a real vanilla form. There's really not much in there except some data about the community and then what are some of the things we will be looking at to get us into compliance. And the gist of it is it's going to coincide and go hand in glove with our basically our new master plan. The master plan we have, Plan 2000, by its very nature, its title, is over 20 years old. And so some of the pushback that the city received when we were looking at some zoning changes unrelated to this multifamily zoning that the state was pushing, some of the pushback was the, you know, we shouldn't be doing anything without a master plan. Our master plan is outdated. And so I agree. And so now that we are moving forward, we are going to have our master plan, we're calling it the Comprehensive Plan Initiative, which will be similar to what was done in 1999, 2000, where we're going to have listening groups set up throughout the city and come up with a plan that has, based on the input from the public, is going to be representative of what we want our community to look like over the next decade or two. And the zoning that will be sent along to the planning board and the city council to consider will be based on what the feedback was. You know, some people are just saying that we should just say no. But I try to be very clear with them that, you know, when the former secretary is saying things about must, shall, requirement, mandate, the law, it really doesn't give a whole lot of wiggle room for interpretation to be, well, we really don't have to do it. And so, you know, right now it's all stick-based, not a lot of carrots. So if we are not compliant, they could cut our funding for a few grant sources. Some people will argue, well, we don't even use two of those grant sources, and then the one we do use were projects that we didn't even want. Well, they're projects that a lot of people did want and are very successful projects these days, including the Y project and the Beauport Hotel project. But that was just the beginning, because since that was the first list of sticks, the state has sent letters to the five or six communities who didn't come into temporary compliance in the first round, telling them they were cutting their housing authorities' budgets by 10%. We have since, our Gloucester Housing Authority received a letter from the state basically confirming that if we, Gloucester, do not come into compliance, they too will see a cut. So my job, when I raised my hand last January 1st, I took an oath that I would uphold the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and this is a law. So it is just the next step. Like I said, we're going to have the master planning process. It'll eventually hit the planning board. There'll be some public hearings there, public hearings at the city council. And the next city council, whoever gets sworn in as mayor or city council in January 2024, will be the ones who have to see this through and meet the final deadline, which is December 31st, 2024. So, you know, there's been some misconception about out there, some outright deliberate fabricating about what is real and what is not. The new zoning, we're supposed to have 2,200, the ability to build 2,270 units by right. This is not a mandate to build. It is a mandate to allow for the zoning. And there's still a local voice in the process as we move along. So, again, back to must, shall, mandate, law. Mm-hmm. We have to do what we have to do. And the best thing, in my opinion, is to put something forward that, to the best of our ability, reflects the wishes of the people, short of just saying, no, we're not going to do it. And instead of, I strongly believe that someday, you know, maybe years down the road, the state's going to say, all you communities who didn't participate, well, here are your new zoning laws. You have no choice now. So I think it's better to get it on the ground floor and try to make it work as best as we can.
Well, it's funny logically how some people do not understand the usage of shall when it means must in the English language. And I'm glad you pointed that out because, you know, that's an important thing for the laity to know.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in my previous life, before real estate, I was in, worked in technology and manufacturing and was involved in a lot of ISO 9000 planning, and wherever there was a shall in the SOPs, that wasn't a let's do it if we want to. It's like, no, you're saying that this is a requirement. So I have, it's, in my opinion, it's unambiguous what shall means. So do I think it's a wonderful thing that what the state is asking of us and other communities? No, I don't. I think that there's, you know, they failed to look at the uniqueness of each community and letting communities develop things that work for them. But, again, the law is the law, and we're going to do what we have to do. And hopefully, in the end, what we submit to the state will get us into compliance.
I appreciate your explaining all of that. Thank you. I want to ask you sort of a general question as we wind this thing down. You talked about flooding and infrastructure and so on, the flooding along the high school, the flood prevention, I should say, along the high school and over on Essex Ave by the sewage treatment plant. Is there a crisis management that you know of, Mr. Mayor, in the city? And I should have asked the fire chief this a few weeks ago concerning just this storm flooding that's taking place more often now. And by that, I mean when you have an astronomical high tide, when the moon is either new or full, and we have a storm of a certain direction, more and more streets and more waterfront are being flooded temporarily. Is there any kind of management on that? Is there a general alert or something? How is that being looked at as these storms get worse and worse?
Well, I think that was it 2018 when the high school parking lot flooded.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we as a city, both government and I wasn't in government at the time, but government and the residents unfortunately learned the hard way. And so when there's a when these astronomical tides and to use the overused Gloucester phrase, the perfect storm of events hits, we do have a bit of warning. And like, for instance, we close off the high school, so people don't go and park there, and it's constantly, there's a sign that says park at your own risk. Short of that, there's really not much that we can do except plan ahead in terms of zoning and what we can allow and disallow. But, we have 63 miles of coastline here, and then you add in Manchester and Brockport, and there's just we as the Cape communities, we're very vulnerable. So Mother Nature, I said it before, Mother Nature is going to reclaim what's hers. So we have to remember that all along Roger Street, when the settlers got here, it wasn't there.
Right.
So, it was years and years of ignoring things, kicking the can down the road, but, those days are gone. But right now we're only buying time. Eventually, who knows, a lot of people are going to have waterfront property that didn't think about it. So, and I hate to be so glib about it, but it's kind of,
well,
it's the nature of the beast, and we just can plan ahead as best we can and try to, prevent disaster down the road. But I don't know, to have a bird's eye view of what it's going to be like in 2070 or 2100.
Well, my question was, I think I made it a little bit too broad. What I'm asking, sort of like when we have a snow emergency, is there a way that we could have some kind of system that says, oh, by the way, Essex Ave is closed for the next 2 or 3 hours, or, the causeway is closed for the next, that kind of thing. Is there a way that, we could avail ourselves of something like that?
Yeah, so certainly I would urge people to go to the city's website. I'm not sure the exact page. I guess we can get the link to you to share. But they should sign up for the alerts, our so-called RAVE system, basically our reverse 911,
mm-hmm.
and then get those parking ban announcements or any other emergency so they can sign up for email notifications for big news items. But, yes, if there's a suspicion or prediction of – say the causeway is going to be flooded or other areas that are, the usual suspects. Yeah, we will certainly get that word out there. It's, I think it's going to be more and more frequent.
Yeah.
I think people have to plan for the best. Sometimes I go over the A-Pine Andrew Bridge going home. Sometimes I go over the Cut Bridge, and depending on the weather,
mm-hmm.
It determines which direction I go.
Exactly. That's what I was wondering about. Okay. Anything else you'd like to mention, Mr. Mayor, as we're plowing through winter. Did you get that? Anywhere. We're moving right along here.
That was clever.
I know.
Luckily, we haven't had to do a lot of plowing, but, it's still early. I mean, haven't even hit February yet. It would be great if we can maintain this type of weather. I know you skiers don't care for it too much.
Mm-hmm.
At least here, less snow means less plowing and less wear and tear on our emergency services and our sidewalk and street cleaning crews, and less money that we have to spend as taxpayers. But, you know, I think overall it's been, we're off to a good start, and I hope that, you know, come the end of March, we don't have a whole lot more storm issues to deal with.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.